It's starting to sound like spring. But it's not official till you've lit up the grill with Kingsford Original Charcoal. This time of year, as we break in the backyard with friends and family, everything tastes better cooked with authentic wood-fired barbecue flavor. Thanks to Kingsford. Welcome, spring. Visit kingsford.com for charcoal and more from America's grilling expert.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
A lot of you may have been listening to Ciara and Shane this morning on News Talk Breakfast. They were joined by the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan. This on the news that 32 people were deported to Georgia on a chartered flight. And Jim O'Callaghan said, if you are seeking asylum and you're not entitled to asylum, the message is don't come to Ireland. But Colm O'Gorman is with me now. He's the founding director of the Open Community, human rights campaigner as well. Colm, thanks a million for taking the time to chat to us. I mean, if people have their application for asylum turned down, it makes sense that, you know, they leave the country by some means. At the same time, do you worry about the perceived change in tone from government and from senior politicians over recent months?
Well, I mean, tone matters, of course, but I think tone in how the issue is discussed is probably the most important thing. So, for instance, when we hear language like, you know, illegal asylum seekers, there's no such thing as an illegal asylum seeker.
Yeah, Colm, I'm so glad you say that. It drives me mad. There's no such illegal like, immigration.
Yeah, absolutely. People are entitled to present themselves at the border of a country and seek international protection. And then the job of the state is to assess their claim for international protection, and if it's valid, to grant it, and if it isn't, to refuse it. And at that point, the person can either be told to leave the country or indeed they can be deported. And deportations are, and, you know, front of a better phrase, should be, like they're a normal part of any international protection system. If people aren't entitled to asylum, it's perfectly reasonable for the state to deny them asylum. It's required by law, and it's perfectly reasonable and proper of the state to deport them or to ask them to leave of their own accord. We are seeing, obviously, an increase or a ramping up of some of the rhetoric around the issue, but I don't think we should get too carried away with the fact that the state is doing what the state should do in order to ensure that we have a fair, effective and efficient asylum process and international protection process. That's a completely reasonable thing to be done.
It is. At the same time, I mean, that message from Jim O'Callaghan, you know, if you're seeking asylum but not entitled, don't come to Ireland. It echoes similar sentiments expressed by other senior politicians and a sense that there's been a hardening of their language and a message they are seeking to send to people who are overseas and looking at this country. You know, we don't want you here. We can't actually handle the numbers, which is why we don't want you here.
Well, I think it's a reasonable thing to say that if you're not entitled to asylum, don't come here and claim it, right? But if people believe they're entitled to asylum, they're perfectly then entitled to and should come here and claim international protection. And then that's what the state has to look at. But the idea that we might say to people in the world that we live in right now, if you're not entitled to asylum, don't come to Ireland. I mean, my message would be, if you're not entitled to asylum, don't try to use the asylum process to migrate. If you want to migrate to Ireland, and we need migration here in Ireland, there are channels that you can use to do so. And like, that's not an outlandish or marginal view. Like 82% of people in Ireland, based on an Ireland Thinks polls in August of last year, think that people from outside of the EU and outside of the European Economic Area should be allowed to come to Ireland under the work permit system to work here where job vacancies exist. So there are lots of ways in which people migrate, and many people migrate through channels like work permits or education permits. In fact, one of the areas that we're working on at the Open Community is to link displaced people who otherwise would have to claim resettlement or wait for resettlement for many years through a standard resettlement process, with employers who are looking to employ skilled people in job vacancies here in Ireland. That's the kind of change in migration pathways that we're beginning to see. And most people, quite understandably and quite reasonably, favour the idea of managed pathways to protection for people who need them and of managed migration pathways. Yeah. In a world where migration is going to increase, given the amount of conflict that we're seeing, the amount of displacement that we're seeing generally, we need better, more effective, more efficient pathways. And we need managed pathways that grant people who are displaced an opportunity to come to a new country, to establish a new home, to be part of that community and to build a new life. And right now we need them. Like, if we're going to build, what is it, 50, 60,000 houses a year, where are those workers going to come from?
Yeah.
They're going to have to come from outside of the country. So we need good, efficient, effective migration pathways to manage that.
You know, optics matter as well. And I wonder, is the other kind of the value in a flight like this getting so much attention is that it kind of neuters the more toxic end of the commentariat when it comes to migration, you know, because part of the narrative is that that they like to kind of propagate is that, you know, it's a complete open door in this country. There is no system. People kind of come here, they get what they want. They kind of jump the queue for this, that and the other. And they are never forced to leave.
Well, I mean, the way to counter that narrative is to tell the truth, right? It's to present the facts and to give people factual, objective information about how migration into Ireland works. And also not to allow people on the margins of society who are looking to inflame and weaponize this issue to sow division to do so. The reality is for the majority of people in Ireland are in favor of migration. They see it as a positive thing. The majority of people in Ireland are compassionate and reasonable and decent. Like, there are right now, 3 years into the war in Ukraine, there are over 36,000 Ukrainian refugees being hosted by almost 19,000 Irish people 3 years into that conflict. Over the last 7 or 8 years, I've been involved in programs where communities have welcomed people from Syria, from Afghanistan after crises there. There are tens of thousands of people all around this country who every day are getting on with welcoming people into their communities, helping them to not just to rebuild their lives, but to add to their new communities. And that's the story that we need to tell an awful lot more, rather than listen to some head the balls who are trying to weaponize the issue and create division and sow hate and toxicity in a way that, frankly, doesn't reflect who we are here in Ireland at all.
Colm, listen, it's always good to talk to you, and we appreciate the time. Colm O'Gorman's the founding director of the Open Community Human Rights Campaigner as well. This on foot of that charter flight, 32 people deported to Georgia. Josh Crosby, our reporter, has been in Mullingar today asking people if they welcome this process.
I think if you're here illegally, it is the right process. I think if you're here and you have a job, that's fine. But if you're here illegally, that's the way to go.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way to go about it. Just, Georgia's no peaceful place either. Sure it's not. It's rough enough there without Putin beside them.
Well, the way I look at it, Ireland is full already. That's it's no reflection on the people, but I think we're full. I think every town in Ireland seems to be a bit full up of people.
In what ways now do you come across that?
Just when you, especially with the GPs, doctors, and trying to get services, any services, you can't get in.
You've noticed yourself in recent years.
Oh, yeah, you might have to wait 2 weeks to see a GP.
No, there should be more thought put into it, there should, you know. It's a delicate situation to this, isn't it, really? You know, it's worldwide at the moment.
If they're given self-deportation orders, they might not always follow through, so some people would say that chartering the plane is the way to ensure that it happens, but you don't think so?
No, it should be more. It's got 3 courts and things I got there, I believe, yeah.
Keep going.
You think it's the right way to
go?
Yes,
yes. We can't keep our own. Can't look after our own. Health services in crisis. Housing's in crisis. I have a daughter that can't even get a mortgage.
So anyone who doesn't have the permission to be here, they should be rounded up?
Yes, because we can't keep our own. We can't look after our own. Kids, everything. There's no houses. We can't afford it.
Get rid of them all. We haven't enough for our own people here. They're not looking after our own. There's people homeless of our own and starving and nowhere and everything. And they're not looking after them. They're bringing in strangers. The likes of me can't get anything.
So anyone who doesn't have permission, they should be...
Correct, yes. Deported, of course. What else should be done?
Well, you're here illegally. You should try and get your things fixed up. But it's sad to say in the world, how wealthy the world is now, that people has to be deported. There's enough of food for us all. And I know that we all have to work. And it's only right that we do a day's work. The country has to be run proper and right. The men we elected does their job and does it right. But it's just sad.
That was... views being shared to Josh Crosby, people on the streets of Mullingar. Paul Trevaux is with us, owner of Trevaux's Restaurant in Killarney. Paul, one person in the midst of all of that said every little town in Ireland is full up. You and I have spoken about the impact in a town like Killarney, where quite literally an awful lot of hotel space is full up as a consequence of increasing asylum numbers and refugees from Ukraine in recent years.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, first of all, I'm delighted you have me on to put a bit of reality onto what's going on here. Cullum might, but he's not there. He'd probably call me one of those head the balls. But let's just put a little bit of context.
Did you think, no, to be fair, now, did you think Cullum was very reasonable? I have to say, I thought he was. He said, listen, you have to have a system with rules, rules that work, rules that are followed, and this is evidence of it.
No, I'll explain why now in a second. So what happened today, just to put into context, was like if I walked down to the beach, picked up an empty plastic bottle, turned around to the country and said, look at me, I'm just after clearing the ocean of plastic, when the irony was myself and my friends threw all the plastic in there in the first place. Yes, today has been a major starting point of bringing 32 people out of the country that should not have been here. What I was more impressed with today was with the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, was the first time in two and a half years who was somebody who stood and spoke with great authority and somebody who I turned around for the first time and actually gave me faith that we're going to solve this problem, because this is a huge problem as to what we have. And it's very, very important. I say this all the time. Nobody has an issue with anybody who comes from any country, colour their skin, creed, religion or anything, that comes here to work and contributes in a positive way to society. The issue is the near 200,000 people that have come into the country in the last 2.5, 3 years, and that we have given away so much free accommodation, so much tourism accommodation, that has decimated the tourism industry. And this is so crucial, and we're never allowed to say this. So Cullum might think that, listen, everybody come in and it's all hugs and kisses and everybody's great.
Well, what I don't think he said that.
No. Well, that's what he implied, because, and that's why I'd love he was on, we could argue with this. But what's very, very important to understand here is that, of course, we need people to come into the country to help with all different types of trades and businesses throughout the country. But the system we have has been manipulated and been abused by tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people that the government have admitted themselves that 60%, I know you don't like to hear the word of illegal immigrants that have come in, but they have said themselves that 60% should not be here in the first place. Now, let's not forget.
Yeah, my rejection of illegal immigrants is that even though that they're entitled to claim asylum, like I'm entitled to go to France and claim asylum, I won't get it and then I'll be deported. But it's not illegal for me to do it. But you're right. Listen, you're right. Jim O'Callaghan has stated that number as well. He did it this morning. 60% are turned down, which suggests an awful lot coming here shouldn't have in the first place. And that's obviously the message he's trying to send. And an awful lot never deported, or they kind of disappear north of the border.
Exactly, because we're a bunch of wimps.
Well, can I ask you, Paul? Because you mentioned, say, that 200,000 figure. Now, a lot of those kind of Ukrainians, 80,000-odd who've come here as well, and they're in hotels. I think maybe somewhere between 20,000 and 30,000 are still in hotel rooms or guest rooms around the country. And I just wonder, because we were talking about it here during the week, and I was talking about it at someone home in Kilkenny. I walked past a hotel, and I said, you know, if there's peace in Ukraine, and a lot of those Ukrainians go home. I mean, well, for them, it's great. I'm sure they can't wait to get home to their own country, plenty of them. But is that hotel going to necessarily go back to doing what it used to do? Like, the business model has changed. They've gotten used to work in a certain way. It'd be the easiest thing in the world for them to turn around and go to IPAF and say, you know what, we're going to take asylum seekers now.
Yeah, huge fear. Now, don't forget the lies that we were told by Simon Harris in particular, who turned around and said, we're not renewing the contracts with hotels anymore, that we're not renewing the contracts with guest houses and B&Bs because we want all these coming back into the line of tourism. That hasn't happened. These contracts have been renewed. And also, don't forget, and here's the major issue again, everyone's afraid to say these things beyond me, I'm not afraid to say it, but when people were coming into the country, where are you from? Ukrainian. Have you a passport? No, I was in a rush to get out of the country. Not a bother, come on in. So we don't know, and that's the problem. We don't know who is in this country. And as I said, I think Jim O'Callaghan has done a massive thing for this country to turn around and come out as strong as he has and said, listen, don't bother coming into the country because we're not going to take you. But it is literally the tip of the iceberg, removing 32 people when more than five times that have come into the country today. So let's not get too excited. But I think he should be commended. I think he should be supported because his predecessor did everything bar do what he has done today. And I think it is a huge step forward in the right direction for the country to send out the message, to send out the likes of people who are saying, come on into the country. You're not going to get any more. And I hope it's not a PR stunt. I hope that, forgive me for being cynical, but I've watched 2.5 years of the industry that I absolutely love being decimated.
Wait and see whether it's doubled down upon, followed through with a degree of consistency. Paul Trevaux, owner of Trevaux's Restaurant in Killarney. Paul, thanks a million for joining us as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.